Selectmen's meeting, June 13th, 2018.
We all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We got public comment. No public comment. Moving along, business. Appointment for Jacqueline.
Want me to go get her?
Is she here?
Oh, sure.
How do you pronounce it?
Riando, I think. Her application's in your packet, and this is O certificate. And the Recreation Commission has recommended her appointment to the board.
So I had talked to Julie too, and I looked up the Recreation Commission originally. When it was adopted, there were no provisions for alternates. And I know that they have alternates on there. I had asked her to look into that. So I wanted to make sure that we, this is a phone number though.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi.
Jacqueline.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Or come join us if you like. We don't bite.
Okay.
He does actually. Just be careful. So how long have you lived in Samerton?
Almost my whole life, but I moved away for college, so I've owned a home in Samerton for 3 years now.
And you're interested in joining the Recreation Commission?
Yes.
Right. Do you have any questions for?
No, I'm sure that Julie's already interviewed and satisfied.
They want her. They talked to her.
I don't have any questions.
All right.
So I hope you tell me if they didn't. Then why would I be here?
Do you have any questions for us?
No, I feel like I can probably go through. Yeah.
Okay. So I'll make a motion that we appoint Jacqueline, how do you pronounce your last name?
Riando,
as a full member to the Recreation Commission. The term of the position is from appointment until March 31st, 2021. Do I have a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor? Aye. Opposed? Abstaining? Motion carries.
Well, that was easy.
I just need to come over here so I can swear you in.
Oh, boy.
So, on this 13th day of June, 2018, the Town of Samerton Board of Selectmen hereby appoint Jacqueline Riando as a full member of the Recreation Commission. The term of this appointment is from the term of this position is from appointment until March 31st, 2021. Upon taking the oath of office and having this appointment and certificate of oath of office recorded in the office of the municipal clerk, you shall have the powers to perform duties and subject to the liabilities of office until term expiration. Raise your right hand. I state your name.
I, Jacqueline Riando.
Do solemnly swear and affirm.
Do solemnly swear and affirm.
That I will faithfully and impartially.
That I will faithfully and impartially.
Discharge and perform.
Discharge and perform.
All duties incumbent upon me.
All duties that come upon me.
As a member of the Recreation Commission.
As a member of the Recreation Commission.
According to the best of my abilities.
According to the best of my abilities.
Agreeable to the rules and regulations.
Agreeable to the rules and regulations.
Of the Constitution and laws.
Of the Constitution and laws.
Of the State of New Hampshire.
Of the State of New Hampshire.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Welcome.
Thank you.
I just need you to sign here.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
I'm going to sign in here.
Sign your hand.
Yeah.
We'll be taking a couple pints of blood when this is over.
What are we doing?
Don't listen to her. She's a very bad influence. She is nuts. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
There's a volunteer policy also online, so you might want to just familiarize yourself.
Yeah, I have it for her, and I have something.
Perfect. All right. So we just need to sign here.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Recreation coordinator, assistant directed job description performance review PAFs.
Yep. So we have want to start with the part-time position?
Sure.
Because Haley, is leaving, and then Lindsay's going to per diem. So I sent this out. They have a copy of it, right?
It's in the packet.
Okay. And then
Katie was nice enough to go over it before we sent it out. The biggest change is it's now site director, not director, because this it's different for an after-school program because they're not taking the little kids. It does say 25 hours a week here. I sat with Dolly and we said, you know, they really need to get there before 7 to get ready. They have to stay after to clean up. And I think it'll make it more appealing to somebody. We have plenty of money in the budget, and it also gives them a little bit of time to get prepared. Instead of now, if somebody who already works at the school applies, they wouldn't be able to fill these entire time periods because they're still working at the school. So, and both the girls currently do, but we wanted to change this in case there's somebody who's not there to make it more appealing.
So we're going to replace this with this.
This is
the posting for the vacancy.
Posting.
But it's changed.
And the changes are on here.
Gotcha. She changed the title, which would be
I added site, and then I changed the qualifications. I took them out, and then I put exactly what they have to be, because to be an assistant site director, you have to meet certain qualifications with the state.
Okay. And you have a budget for the position 14 hours a week, but you're going
to... No, I looked at that, 21, and then there's two of them. Well, yes. Haley now qualifies as an assistant. They split the hours. This way...
So the total position, even though it's split, is for 25 hours, is that right?
It's actually more than that. Because if I needed somebody extra, that's why we added hours in this year. Because some days we need somebody for an hour when the numbers are top heavy.
Yeah.
So we had added those in. So Haley usually works, 20 hours a week. But this way, by adding the 15 minutes before and after, it gives them time to, instead of just leaving a mess, or they got to go because they have to go to school, this way it gives the person time to set up. I think it'll be beneficial.
Okay, so you need us to...
I want to put this out. So I'm asking approval to put that out and looking for you to change the job description to add the word site in front of director.
And change the qualifications.
And change the qualifications.
So I'll make a motion that we approve the... amended, upgraded version of the before and after school and summer day camp assistant site director job description part-time.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor? Aye. Opposed? Abstained? Motion carried. So you'll have that next week in a signature file?
Yep.
Okay, perfect.
So I've done all the job reviews, performance reviews, and they're with Peggy. Do you want them to see them, or?
I don't think we normally get those, right? We go by what the department head gives.
Yeah, they all do it. They do a nice job. It's kind of hard to, they've been doing it for so long. So I did their reviews.
As long as you're satisfied with.
Yeah, very happy. I mean, I'm sad to see him go. I understand. So Lindsay, Haley, Kayla, I put Karen in here. Oh, where is Dolly's? I did Dolly's. Lindsay, Haley, Kayla, and Karen. And I think Dolly's must be sitting on my desk. I will go back up and get it. I will go get it, yes, because you want them tonight. And that goes exactly what's in the budget.
For July 1st.
The only one I'm asking a change in is if I can have Karen start next week. I have money in my budget so she can start getting the beach clean because Swain's isn't able to get there to clean.
I think that year we talked about that because there was no one in that position, there was money in the budget that...
Yeah.
At the end
I'm
of
okay.
FY18,
yeah.
You should be okay.
Yeah, I'm going to be fine. My budget's going to be fine this year. I'm not going to have anything that's going to have be over 1,500 or anything like that.
Okay, so these and Dolly's will be?
Those will start
July 1st.
Yeah, and Peggy 19. Needs those. And I'm going to run back up and get it because Dolly's must be sitting right there.
So I'll do the two separate motions. I'll make a motion that we approve the PAF form for Karen Ellis with a starting date of June 18th of 2018.
Oh, sorry.
For the summer beach attendant, temporary part-time at grade 4, step 3 at 10:11 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor? Aye. Opposed? Abstaining? Motion carries. Because she needs to start now. And I think, we talked about that last year. That
yeah. Well, I was hoping Swains
Listen,
could get over
did it
there.
Once. That's all I needed. Yeah, cured.
Yeah, she did a good job.
You cleaned the beach once?
Yeah, me and Julie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Listen, we just relieved you of that duty, okay? Just so you know. But you get on the Recreation Commission, you just have the opportunities are endless. Endless.
A couple of times last year. Oh,
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. It gets
so do you know the grade and step that Dolly would move to?
She's going to 1566. I think she's, yeah, it's right on there.
So grade 9, step 7, which is 1566 an hour.
Grade 9, step 7?
Yep.
Annual file. So it's fiscal year 19 money. So if you want, when you come back, you just drop it here?
Yep.
So I'll make a motion that we approve the personal action forms for Haley Serini for fiscal year 19 to grade 5, step 5 for 11:37 an hour.
Second.
Hang on, I'm doing it one
Not
motion.
Not done yet?
Nope. I'm going to include Kayla
Langan. Yep.
For fiscal year 19 to go grade 4, step 2, 9:86 per hour. Lindsay Langan for fiscal year 19, going to grade 5, step 5 for 11:37 an hour. And Dolly Elliott to go to grade 9, step 7 for
1566.
1566 an hour for the Recreation Commission. Do I have a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor? Aye. Opposed? Abstaining? Motion carries.
I'm
going to bring that back, Julie. We'll sign it tonight and then.
Yep, I'll go up and get it.
What are you leaving for Peggy and the
boss? What, the reviews?
No, these. Well, the reviews and stuff.
She'll give them to Peggy. Yeah. She'll give them to Peggy.
There's this one. Is there anything else?
No, we have over 50 kids signed up for summer day camp. More today.
Excellent.
Geeks.
Are you still seeing a lot of Tilton kids coming over?
We're different, you know, friends.
I think you're doing a good job, and at least I get a lot of positive comments from people about the programs.
The program runs really well. Dolly and the girls, I mean, they do a really nice job up there. As long as you support them, you know. They're all playing checkers when I went up there today in chess. So it's raining. And there's a concert tonight, so the gym is all full of chairs. So that's going tonight. All right, nothing else. I'll run up and get that and bring it back.
That'd be great, Julie. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so
I'm just going to run up to come back.
We got a quote from Hoyle Tanner and Associates for recordable easement plans.
So, in this year's budget, there's an item that was submitted by the prior town administrator that I've been doing some research on to look into it and if it's something that we want to move forward with. Evidently, there was some construction work on Bay Road and Upper Bay Road years back.
The Y Project. That's what they call the Y Project.
Yeah. And with a Y project as part of that, evidently there were some easements that were not recorded, or easement plans, rather, that were not recorded. And the former town administrator got some quotes from Hoyle and Tanner back in early 2016. And the options that they presented with the town were that the town do nothing, and anytime anybody needs to look at the easement plans, the town has a one PDF copy that the town could pull up, but we don't have it recorded at the registry. Or they could provide for $100 Mylar copy of the plans, which would be a similar situation where the town makes copies. And the other alternative, which is what he had budgeted for, was to have Hoyle and Tanner prepare the registry plans of the easements to record at the registry, which includes management and review of plan production, coordination with the registry, surveyors review and certification, plan development, printing costs, and delivery. Their original quote was $2,900, which was what he had recommended for the budget. But I received a recent quote from them where, with some inflation from the past 2 years, it's gone up to $3,050, which is reasonable, I think. It's not too much of an increase. So if the board would like to move forward with this, we could enter into an agreement and encumber the funds, and we would just find the $150 overage within the budget, obviously.
So this is the what's left over from the Y project, Tom, and it was left in Bob's office when Bob left, and Charlie Smith, when he came in, he had found the folder, and he worked on this, and then we had changed town administrators again. So this actually really needs to be done. To have just one copy floating someplace is not really good. It needs to be recorded and stuff. That was the purpose of that project. So I would make a motion that we move forward with entering into an agreement with FY18 money to encumber the $3,050 for Hoyle and Tanner Associates, Inc., for the preparation of the recordable easements for Bay and Upper Bay Road project, also known as the White Project. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Any other discussion?
So this is left over from the project that...
When they did the Y project or whatever, when they got finished or whatever, they never recorded this stuff. And it was at the same time when Bob left, and then we had no one in that position for a while. Then Charlie cleaned the office and found this folder. Okay. And so then it's just been kind of floating. So Katie picked the ball up, and here it is.
I'd like to tie it up and...
Yeah, and get it done the right way. So any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstaining? Motion carries. So you can do that for next week.
Yep, I'll let them know to bring us an agreement. And
thank you. All right, we're on to Old Town Hall request from board committee.
So we've received a request from the planning board assistant and planning board to use the Old Town Hall for their joint land use meeting this year. The library is the usual location, but they have an event that night. And so I believe it was August 2nd.
Have we checked with the town hall, Stuart?
Yeah.
So we should be all set?
Yep. Generally with boards, they have to get selectmen's approval, but obviously don't follow the same process with their rental agreements.
Right.
There are no conflicts with the night that they're looking to schedule that on.
Do we need to make a motion?
It's up to you. It's really the board's preference.
We've had them there before when we did the joint land use. We've had them at the library. We've done them at the Old Town Hall, and we've had them actually at the San Bernardino Central School as well.
So you could make a motion, or you could just raise no objection to them using it.
I raise no objection.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's all that is.
We're at website statistics. This one is for you, my friend.
Yeah, so we have some...
This is for you.
...data for you from the new website.
Oh, yeah, I had asked that question.
Yeah. So we have some answers. So in the past month, we've had 2,217 users on the website.
Wow.
Of those, 1,831 were new users, and there were 3,806 sessions. So one person could go more than once. So it was used almost 4,000 times.
That's quite a few.
Yeah. It's good. We even had some users from France, India, and South Korea. Interestingly enough.
Users from where?
South Korea.
And France.
France.
And yep. South Korea?
Yeah. I wonder who that
we
might
had,
be.
We had 19 users from South Korea. 8 from Canada.
Wonder where those came from, Tom.
Oh.
Yeah. So just interesting facts.
Nothing from North Korea, right? Not the.
Nope.
he's not on board yet, huh?
That's right. I'll send him a message.
The average number of pages per session was just under 5 pages, which means they looked at 5 pages on the website. And the average duration of time on the website was 3 minutes and 30 seconds.
So yeah. We're getting a lot of use out of the website.
We are, yep. Most people obviously start on the home page, but if they're searching in Google, for example, some other first pages that they'll go to are the transfer station, fire department, recreation, and our tax maps and property records cards page with the tax maps on it. Also highway, and I think I said recreation already.
Yep.
Oh, Board of Selectmen and Zoning Enforcement. And keep in mind, the users also includes employees using as well. We use it as a resource a lot too, so sometimes the page numbers are impacted by employee use on the website. 607 of those users access the website through their mobile phone, and 197 of them through tablets, and the rest were all on desktop computers. So lots of desktop. And most users visit the site on weekdays instead of weekends. And there were 156 sessions where they used our search bar on the website to find what they needed. So it's pretty good that they're able to find what they need for the most part just with the way it's set up versus having to search and Google within our own website what they're looking for. So that means it's pretty user-friendly in that sense. And most people found our website by organic search, which means they Googled it or Bing, some sort of search engine, followed by finding it directly, meaning they typed in our web address directly. And then we had a couple of instances where they were referred to our website from another website. So, for example, I think the Lane Tavern has our website on there, and so
they have a link.
Follow that link. And then 34 people came from social media sites. Found our website that way. But most were from Google or just typing it in directly, which is good. They know how to find us. So that's good. And then typical page behavior flow that people tend to follow for the most part. Obviously, they start on the home page or those other pages I mentioned, recreation or the tax maps page. And then some other pages they'll go to will be minutes and agendas, departments. And then drilling down into more specific things like the tax maps, but obviously minutes and agendas, departments, zoning enforcement, those are all pretty popular pages for people, which makes sense.
Well, that's impressive.
Yeah.
What about the audio recording? Do we know how many folks listen to that, to the Selectmen's Minutes on the audio, or is that not?
I know that the Selectmen's Minutes and Agendas page, which has the audio on it, is popular, mostly during the week, not on the weekend. I think I have on here, there were 204 sessions where that was the first thing people went to once they got on the homepage to listen.
More popular.
Is it clear? I never listened to the audio.
It is.
If I'm speaking, will it be clear when I listen to it?
Yes.
It's so clear that if you go like this, it sounds really loud on that. If you
where's the
right here.
Oh, that's the audio?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was up there somewhere.
No, not anymore.
What's that for?
Actually, she asked that a couple questions a couple weeks ago.
What's that
for? Used to go to the recorder, the little machine.
Okay.
So that we, because it wasn't clear, And then she used to use the computer, but now we use the digital recorder.
So that's the audio, and all you do is attach
manually
it,
upload it.
Yep.
Attach it to
through
the computer.
USB. Yep, done. It uploads it. It's amazing, Tom. No more typewriter.
I do things the old-fashioned way.
I still have a typewriter at my house.
I talk to people. I had typing class when I was in high school.
I as well.
Good.
I think I
could do 50 words a minute.
That's good.
I can type as fast as I talk. It's awful. All
right, thank you. That's good
All
information.
Right. So we're on other business.
Other business. Where are we?
So we got rescheduling of public hearing for ATV use on Mountain Road and Wadley Road.
So the board had decided to schedule the public hearing to restrict ATV use on these two Class 6 roads on June 20th. And the statute, which this falls under, requires a duly noticed public hearing, but it doesn't say how many days. And that can range from 10, 14 to 30 days. And so before posting, I consulted with the attorney about what the requirement is, because we wanted to make sure that we were meeting our requirements and not paying to advertise a hearing that we'd have to reschedule. And I'm glad we did, because it's not specified, we have to default to the state layout provision for roads, which is 30 days. And the board decided to schedule this for June 20th on May 23rd. So even if you had decided that night, that wasn't 30 days even then. So we'll need to reschedule it for 30 days out from posting. So I don't know if you want to think of a future meeting that you'd like to schedule it for, but we want to make sure that we do it properly the first time so you don't have to go through this process. It's tricky because in the same statute, the state says that for state roads and trails, they can do it in 14 days, but it doesn't say that towns can too. So because they're not granting us that authority, we have to default to the layout provision of 30 days.
So when we schedule it?
Well, let's take a look. So you originally had next week, but we would need to do it at least. Now, your July meetings are the 11th and the 25th, right?
They are the 11th and the 25th, correct.
Yep.
So the 11th would be too early, so we'd have to do it for
July
25th.
Okay. And did we want to do that at 5 or did we want to do that at 4:30 so that we don't... How long do we have to... Did he say how long? Some have to stay open for an hour.
It's up to the board's discretion. If there are no more comments and you ask for comments and you're not getting any after a couple of times, then the board can decide to close it. You don't have to keep it open indefinitely. So you, sometimes you schedule your hearings for 5:30 so that if you have other public comment first or other business first, then you can address that.
All right.
But it's up to you, whatever you like.
Fine, whatever you want
just
to do.
Just do it like 5:15?
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't we
now we're going to notify the abutters, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So, we'll open the meeting and then do the pledge and public comment, and then before business, at like 5:15, we can...
5:15, got it.
Okay, that's fine.
And, the good news is that there's not a huge rush with this necessarily. In the meantime, nothing's changing, so and New Hampton still has it posted on their end.
Perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So moving on to LRPC electricity supply bids.
So with the electricity supply collective purchasing, the plan was that LRPC was going to submit your bids for tonight, and then you're going to sign the contract on the 20th. And you'll see that after reviewing their bids, they found that none of them would result in sufficient savings for the region, which is unfortunate because last year, through their bid process, there was quite a significant savings. So they have not decided to bring forth any to the communities at this point. But they are looking into maybe a service that does an auction for bids. But at this point, it's kind of on hold, which is unfortunate. So we'll probably have to default to our market rate in the interim because our agreement ends with the next couple.
So we want to make sure that we default. Who do we have for the carrier?
Eversource.
All right, so I just had this problem at my house. So when you don't renew your third-party carrier, you go to the higher rate, which was like my instead of my electric bill being like at 100 to 110, it was 170. And then I looked at my rate, and my rate was awful. So you have to actually call them and go back to the actual carrier.
Mm.
So, and the library was on that too. So we
notify
the library as well, because it would just be through here. But you just, if you look at the supplier portion, the rates on it, mine was like astronomical. And I was like, why is my electrical so high? What did I plug in? And they called, and that's what they said, because I didn't renew the contract. You actually have to call, and you have to, somehow there's the cancellation process, so you can go default to like Eversource or whatever, so whoever that is. And so there was a significant saving as of April 1st, so I dropped it back. But you have to say something. You can't just let it go.
It's not going to switch back on that.
It's not. Well, it'll switch to their higher rate until you switch back to the carrier. So we had a third-party carrier. We want to make sure that we switch that. And the only reason I say that is, like I said, my electric bill came in. I thought I was going to have a stroke.
Yeah.
So it'll show you on the rates. I can actually bring mine in if you want. And I wouldn't have known to look there. I just happened to call and go, what?
Yeah, when you see that
spike. Right, like what would cause my heating system was off? Like, what did I plug in? So.
And so that means Slipman North, you no longer have to come in on the 20th to sign the contract.
My week's getting that. That day's freeing up like crazy over here. I really can't sleep this afternoon. What is that? Okay, so we are at update capital reserve fund vouchers.
So the trustees of the trust funds met last week, and they approved all of the vouchers that were submitted. The voucher that was submitted for the locksmith for the new locks on the doors, the board had initially voted on in their minutes. The quote at the time from A&B Locksmith was for $105. That's what was authorized. But the work ended up coming in at $330. So the voucher that was submitted, because we didn't have time before the trustees' deadline to have the board revote and have minutes for them, was $105. But they decided to approve the full $330 amount so long as the selectmen vote to amend their motion for the full $330.
That was nice of them. It was, yeah. That was just a kind of confusing, and they understood, so I think that's great of them. So.
Yeah.
So I will make a motion to amend our motion from April 11th, 2018, for A&B Locksmith to do the installation of the key fobs for an additional...
It'll be for $330 total.
$330 total to come from the Town Building Improvements Fund.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstained? Motion carries. Thank you. And thank them.
Yep. And they provided all the checks today. There was one of the vouchers from Indian Ledge Services as part of the safety upgrades that was discussed here was $800. That was one that they had missed, so they're meeting tomorrow to approve that and give us the check. So they'll give us the check for
that was Andy. For the door.
Right, that was for the, one of them was for the doors themselves, the purchasing was for the labor, I think that was for the labor for that. So after their meeting tomorrow, they'll cut that other check, and then once we give them the approved minutes from tonight, they'll provide the other one, and we'll be all set, and we'll give them their checks for the end of the month.
All right, perfect. So we're at implicit transfer requests.
In your packet are what we have so far for implicit transfers. The deadline is tomorrow, so you should see the rest of them next week. But
these have been approved already? Is it?
These have been reviewed by the finance officer, and the board has to approve them.
So they went in and found the money to offset the welfare overages?
Yep, so we're recommending legal services and the medical insurance.
So the finance director is concurring with these changes. Okay.
Yes, yep. Okay. So you'll have the signature who it's submitted by and then reviewed
this
by.
This says 2017. Is that just for reference?
Yeah.
But the top says, not, I'm sorry. The minute, is that just for our information?
The fire chief submitted that for your information.
Okay,
for
this is old stuff, right?
Yeah, that's to just provide you for more information with
his
request.
Okay, that's just a reference for us to look at.
Yeah, that was the decision that the board made to make that adjustment,
okay.
Which is why that line has gone over.
Okay.
Because the directive was to fund it within the fire department's
okay.
budget, so he's showing that he had that directive.
Okay, I get it. Do you want us to make the motions by department?
No, why don't we make a sweep motion that we approve the
line
item transfer authorization as recommended by the finance director with the consent of the department head.
Yeah, because you have it all itemized in the records, you don't have to
right.
do it in the minutes.
So
rather than do each one, just make a sweep motion. Then
all right, so we'll make a motion that we approve the implicit line transfer authorizations as recommended by the finance director.
Right. And the department heads.
And the department heads. Second. You got a second? Tom, second.
Second.
All right. Any discussion?
We have a comment from the audience out there.
Yeah. Nope. I can't hear them.
See anybody.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstaining? Motion carries. Any other business?
No other business.
Yeah, I got
selectmen's reports.
Yeah, I got a couple of things. Oh, you want to go first?
No, selectmen's reports. You can go.
I took the opportunity, based on that, I talked to Katie, called me a little bit. I went down and I talked to that Flanders couple, because they wrote an exceptional letter that we had received about the property at 744 New Hampton Road,
mm-hmm.
and I told them that I'd bring it back and talk to you folks. I think there's folks in the area that feel that the property should be back on the tax rolls. There is interest perhaps in people buying it, and where it's been over 4 years, it's been delinquent in back taxes. The town should, I think, consider taking some action. I think in talking with Katie today, she called me and said she has some additional information, and I think the suggestion was we're aware of the letter and the concerns of the abutters, and I think Katie indicated the process is moving along. Is that
so?
How we kind of can state the situation?
Yeah, so the board had decided not to deed this property because there wasn't sufficient information at the time to properly notice any interested parties about the impending deed. And the board asked the attorney to continue to look into that. For example, the mortgage company had either been bought out by another mortgage company, or they transferred ownership.
That happens frequently.
Yeah, and so it's hard to find out which mortgage company we're working with here and their contact information, and also any heirs. And there was some of this was in probate, and there was a question with that. But the attorneys have been working in the meantime and have been able to find some better contact information. And actually, through receipt of this letter and chatting with the police department, determined that it sounds like one of the sons that we were looking at contact information from is squatting there now, so we could potentially serve that potential heir with the notice.
Because we couldn't serve them. We had no way to serve anybody. There was some issues.
But now, so now there's hopefully a process to serve someone.
Yeah.
I guess my question, maybe the law has changed. It's been a long time since I was selectman. I thought you had mentioned that the selectmen take property. I always thought the tax collector was the one that initiated the taking of property for back taxes.
The tax collector has the deeding process, but ultimately the selectmen decide if they're going to waive a deed or not.
Waive it.
Yeah.
We can decide to waive it, but she's the one that actually has the legal authority to transfer.
Correct.
Well, can we kind of just keep this on the radar to hopefully move it along? I think the other problem, I went down here talking to folks, is that they're really concerned that there's squatters that hang out there. And I did walk around the property, and it is secured by some company that maybe the mortgage company hired not to go into the building. And so I guess there's been some folks hanging out there occasionally. From God knows where, so it is detrimental to the neighborhood, the situation that exists. But I think that it's a 1-acre parcel, it has a house on it, and the roof lines look pretty good. Somebody could buy it and rehab it, or someone could buy it and tear it down and build another home. So I think the property has value, and I think if the town can get a tax money back, maybe, and plus some additional money, that would be good for the taxpayers of the town of Sanditon.
So just be aware, though, we just move the process along.
I think that would be.
And I think the process is in place.
Right.
But also be aware that if we sold that and there was additional monies above and beyond the taxes, there's a 3-year, there's a 7-year, there's a 10-year piece.
Well,
of
I'd be
statute.
Happy just
it would go back to the.
I'd just be
owner,
happy to
so.
Get the back taxes, which is
right.
What. Probably over 4 years now with this tax cycle coming up.
So that's a whole nother process.
That would be revenue for the town.
Right.
And then also puts the property back on the tax rolls, which means that we get money in the future for
It'd have
taxes.
To go up for auction. That's the process if we take the property.
So. Okay. I was going to just suggest maybe, it was a really well-written letter. I didn't know if this... Katie could just drop these folks a note saying, you know, the selectmen are aware of the situation and we're working on trying to resolve the issue. And
it's on the town radio.
And maybe just suggest that the information they provided was very helpful.
Okay. Sure.
Okay. A while back, I think Nina Gardner came in and recommended that, I don't think we've done anything about it, but appointing someone to the Belknap County Economic Development Council. Did we do that? I don't remember.
No, we're working on it.
Okay.
So
that's in process of happening.
Yep.
And I had a couple of things that the... Historic District Commission, but I'll bring it up next week. It's no big deal.
There was an issue that was going on with...
Well, this is about the in-ground pool.
Yeah, that's it.
And I think they were concerned that they had communicated to the selectmen back in February, and the Historic District Commission never got a response. So
that letter
they
went
just
out from
want to
the
know what
District
the status
Commission,
was.
And there was a letter that went from the select board. The select board did send a follow-up letter to them.
Okay.
To my knowledge, there's been no response.
Right, there's been no response to the select board or the Historic District Commission themselves. Because I was the representative and I was at
that
meeting.
I think that the property owner, when they get a letter like that, has an obligation at least to respond, even though if there's nothing we can do about it.
Well, there was a directive for them to contact us.
Huh?
There was a directive in the letter to contact us. And that letter from the Historic
and they
District
never,
Commission.
They never bothered.
And they didn't contact the select board either.
Should we...
What would be the next recourse? So the Historic District Commission provided a letter to the resident for their guidelines.
Right, and they just ignored the letters.
Right.
They ignored the letters from the selectmen, right?
Obviously.
Well, they shouldn't do that. And I guess the concern that this, the Historic District Commission has, and I think we would have, is that what's done is done, and really not much can be done about it because there was a permit issued by the town office. But I think when you communicate with a taxpayer, just as we have an obligation to communicate with residents about issues, I think when we send a communication to a resident, I think they have an obligation to get back to us.
So when I was a representative on the Historic District Commission, the biggest issue that we discussed, Tom, is that there's a ton of people, a lot of the homes in our Historic District Commission have recently resold. There's a lot of
Well, that's
residents.
One of the problems that people are not aware of what the guidelines are. I think they're going to try to do some, with Franz Veil back now,
yep.
I think they're going to try to do some education with the people in the Historic District.
Yeah, that's they had said they were going to send out a letter to all yeah. them, all the residents in the Historic
well, like
District.
Like that sign that says up on 132, the blue sign, street sign.
Yeah.
Winchester Road.
Yeah, right.
Well, you can have a sign in a district, but you need to get approval. And the other thing, I'm driving by and I'm saying, what if there's an accident on 132 and someone from out of state is in an accident and they call 911, they say where you are, I'm just below Winchester Road. Well, there's no Winchester Road in there.
Right, well, the blue sign is the stuff that Chief Dexter is doing.
Okay.
With the driveway, because that lot specifically, Tom, there's three lots there, and there's a shared driveway. So if they were to build a lot there, there's a shared driveway. So they're putting up street signs on the shared driveways to give it a road name, so they give it a different number, which I didn't really agree with. But that sign process.
But I think the chief has an obligation if he's going
to
do that.
Yeah.
He should have gone to the Historic District Commission. So I would ask him to consult with it. I mean.
Yeah, any of the signs in
that,
that you're right.
That was an error on his part.
Because that there's nothing that
it's
I read
not,
the guidelines.
It's not a road, right? It's not
it's
a
not
street.
It's not a road, but it's also, and I'm trying to remember the guidelines. I'm going to look up my copy of the Historic District guidelines. But
well, Franz Veil is, I think he was going to talk. Franz Veil, Katie, was going to talk to you because there's a bunch of stuff that was discussed last night. Where he's back now, he's going to be more active, so we can talk to him about that. But you put a sign up like that, they need permission from the Historic District Commission.
Anything in the district, yep.
And it's why would you put a sign up that says Winchester Drive when it's not a town road? It's not a road.
So if you drive around town, there's a bunch of them, like going
yeah.
down to the transfer
yeah.
station. You'll see Gammon Way. That's just a private road, so it's an E911 thing that.
Right, but they can put a sign up, but maybe a different type of sign that's approved by
the Historic District Commission.
Yeah,
that would be amazing.
Okay.
But yeah, that is, it is for the E911, so that if someone got into an accident,
they can
they would know
it.
What that road is.
That's
yeah.
why. That's why he's doing it. But it's the shared driveways that they're naming with the blue signs. The green signs are all regular streets, recognized roads.
Right. Well, he needs to be a little better at checking with the folks before to go ahead and do stuff like that. That's all.
Especially in the Historic District Commission. I mean, the Historic
yeah.
District
and,
area.
It looks terrible for me, from my perspective.
It's confusing.
Well, when you have three lots of a shared driveway, well, you know ahead of time what you're buying. So
right.
I think you prepare some appropriate signage. You know, it could be
See,
on a post or something like
right.
that. That's
and,
fine.
And so
you know.
in that aspect right there, those were planned and subdivided that way, but like some others were not in the past.
Yeah.
So he's changed some of that stuff up on Steel Hill Road.
Yeah.
So it's not the same in every aspect, but anything that happens within the Historic District needs to go to the
yeah.
district, Historic District
yeah.
Commission.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
I agree.
Okay.
Is that all you had?
That's it.
He's going to come in and talk to us?
Who?
Franz.
He's going to come in. I think first he was going to come in and talk to Katie
okay.
Ambrose about all the things that were discussed, and then maybe come meet with the selectmen. There was a And we also recommended two additional members to the Historic District Commission, so now there'd be a full board, it'd be five.
That's awesome.
Great.
And so I think they'll be able to do some stuff that they weren't maybe able to do before in terms of education and the importance of the district.
Yeah, there's a lot of new people in the district.
Yeah, there are a lot of houses that changed hands. Yep. And, you know, like one thing they want to do, there's a wealth of information at the library that has all the information, historical data on each house. And they said, you know, let's try to invite these people to come in and give them copies of the history of the house they live in. You know,
right,
stuff
that
like
too.
That.
That's great.
Kind of educate
awesome
them and make them aware of the importance of the property they own. You know?
Yeah.
So,
that's great.
And, okay, thank you. I think that's about it.
Okay. So we're into, I didn't have anything either. Authorization, signatures, payroll and accounts payable register.
That's a good rate we got from Franklin Savings Bank on it.
It is.
Yeah.
That bank does, a little bank does a good job, I think. How you doing?
Good.
Still very tan.
Getting tanner every day.
Been out in the sun.
There you go.
I had my own nice pen with it.
Your signature stuff too?
Yeah.
Which way are we going, that one? Packet gave us last week for the evaluation. We supposed to kind of check off that stuff and give it back, or what? What's the process?
You're supposed to fill out
the
a
blank
review.
Page?
Yep, the blank page, a review for each one, and then under non-public, the board's going to come together and compare
okay
all of your reviews and come up with one final.
All right,
one.
So you don't need that ahead of time.
Right.
No.
Okay.
So in addition to that, we are signing a check for the Winnisquam Regional School District for
$255,831. Okay, this is from the treasurer.
Tom, you drop these?
Oh.
Yeah.
Cat got me.
All right.
I'm going to take those. Thank you. Yeah, initial that one, please.
Thank you. And we have assessing items. These are the approved minutes from the last meeting.
Additions.
Is that going from us to her?
This is going from the Board of Selectmen to Terry. So this is going.
Is that the Pentland
yeah
item? So the board approved the abatement last week. And I think she was advised by our assessing officials that a warrant wasn't necessary. But after she conferred with the town clerk tax collector, they determined that they would like to generate a warrant.
Okay. So that's
$4.
Yeah, that's the difference that would need to be charged.
Oh, the difference is $4.
Yeah, or that's what the bill should be.
Okay. And Courtney looked at this?
This was generated after her discussion with Courtney. Yeah.
So we owe him $4.
He owes us $4.
He owes us $4. Probably costs us $5 to collect it. How's that?
This one's back.
So that's the one about Doomage. So she's prepared one with Doomage and one without, and has provided some additional information for you on the situation.
So, this funeral is June 1st. I would have been with you last week to do the Doomage thing, but if you follow the timeline, the funeral is June 1st.
Hi, how are you? Good. They weren't training all day tonight.
Are you kidding me?
Not kidding.
So they left early?
No, they're leaving early.
So no one's here? Oh my God.
Will they open tomorrow
late? Yeah, no, but the only day they stay open late, you know?
So what are you suggesting?
He had one with and without, right?
Yep, just got the sticky on the top. So that's the one without the one that says original. Thank you.
Usual freak out, it's fine.
I went one in the driveway before I came in.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
there's been a lot of those today.
That one took the Lord's name
in
vain.
Well, I think the issue I have is that they've... have always cut a lot of wood, so they know what the requirements are for.
I know that. And
I think you have to treat all property owners fairly.
I think the recommendation from the DRA was right. You can.
So I would suggest two things.
That it what?
That you can waive it if it's a mistake on the part of the property owner.
I respect the fact that we're going to probably disagree on this, okay? So if you want to wait till John Olmstead comes back and you get your 2-1 vote, that's fine. But I just want to make it clear, I think, that we have to be fair with every person in town and not treat one person different than other people. When you do that, you're really asking for trouble. And I don't think that is the consistent with how we should govern a community. So,
I
understand your viewpoint, but I also feel that this property owner has done numerous cuts of timber. They know full well what the rules and regulations are. And what are you going to do when the next person comes in and says, oh, I forgot the form, I forgot about it. And we need to be consistent. I guess that's kind of, I think that's important. So, but I would suggest, you probably disagree with me.
I don't disagree with you, Tom.
But you want to wait till John comes back, that's fine.
Sure.
Okay. we're not going to agree on that, so.
No, I mean, I can go either way, I understand, but like I said, I just, I
okay, I appreciate, no, no.
I know the circumstances,
so. I just think, I think consistency is important.
I believe that. And believe me, I believe in the process.
Right.
Excuse me. So, we have a property that the town has deeded, and the former owner has indicated that they are intending to repurchase the property. And so we have the deed prepared to give it back to the owner from the town, so that when they come in and make their payment, then the attorney has the deed prepared. I don't have it on the deed here, but I believe it's around $32,000, around there.
Well, that's fine. I think if we take the property and then people come in and have the money to pay their back taxes, I think the law allows us to deed that property back to the individual. That's fine. Yeah.
So we need the board to sign this so that when they come in to make the payment, it'll be ready. However, it requires a notary, and unfortunately we don't have a notary here this evening. So we'll need to maybe schedule some times where the board members could come in maybe during the day so it can be signed in the presence of a notary. But I just wanted to put that on your radar. That's something
that I can notarize the signature, but you can't notarize.
You're not a notary?
I am. But I can't notarize my own signature.
Yeah. You can't what?
Notarize my own signature. And I don't have two selectmen here, so.
You can notarize mine.
I can notarize yours.
You need one signature or two?
You need two.
Yeah, so if John was here, I could do both.
Yeah, so just want to put that on your radar.
You
got to
come in this week, or is it?
Peggy's a notary. You can come in to see Peggy, and then I can come in to see Peggy.
Okay, want me to come in during the week?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Like Friday or something? Or?
Sure. Peggy is not in on Fridays.
Tomorrow?
So tomorrow
would work.
Maybe I can swing by tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah, that would be great. And then you have one item of correspondence. It's on the complaint form, but it's a compliment, as they indicated.
A compliment. A compliment, please. Well, that's very nice. Way to go, Courtney. And let her know that I think this is the first time we've used
that purpose.
Way to go, Courtney, twice.
You can note that in our minutes. That was good. Yes. That's the task collector got to.
First week on the job, too.
Right, exactly. She's made history in many, multifaceted over there. Imagine that, Tom. All right, review and approve the minutes. June 6, 2018. I will make a motion that we approve the minutes of the Board of Selectmen's meeting June 6 of 2018 with corrections.
Second.
Any discussion? I had no corrections.
The only thing I wanted to point out, Selectman North, I changed the use of town dump ordinance 5.3. It didn't have the adoption date, so I added in there, but I know the ordinance says 1978 on it.
Yes.
But I couldn't find in this 1978 town report that item. I did find in 1988 and then 1991. So
it could be a typo.
Yeah, I was wondering if it was a typo.
Because I didn't find it either.
Okay, yeah. So I figured it must be a typo, or maybe it's something that was proposed but never made it to town meeting.
And regardless, whatever it says in the 1991 town report
is the final one
anyways. So we'd be rescinding the 1991 version anyways. So
yeah.
Thank you for correcting that and catching that, because I couldn't find it either. Any other discussion?
No.
All those in favor? No. Aye. Opposed? Abstaining? Motion carries. Donations?
No donations tonight.
Anything else that needs to come before this board?
Move it, John.
I'll second it. All those in favor? Aye.